It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, January 23rd, 2018, and welcome to I Am Orlandis, the podcast, featuring your host, Orlandis Dawson. You guys who have followed me up to this point, you've known that we talk about sports, particularly combat sports, and particularly sports that have contact involved. And it's a lot of fun. Just know that at any time in any podcast that you listen to, whether it's pre-recorded or whether you're listening to it live, you can call in to this podcast simply by pressing the call-in button, and your questions or statements will be responded to during the podcast or after in another podcast. So just know that you can always actively participate in this podcast. We can have some fun with it. I like to talk a lot of noise. So you guys, if you like it, if you love to get in and get in the mix with me, Feel free to press that call in button and call into the podcast. Now, if you follow this podcast, and thank you to those of you who have, you'll know that we talk about sports and exclusively. However, today I'm going to talk about something different. We're not going to talk about sports. We're not going to talk about anyone smashing somebody's face in. Now, today we're going to talk about Hollywood. We're going to talk about one Hollywood person in particular. Today's podcast is titled Orlandis Goes In on Monique. This is not just a podcast, it's kind of a rant. You can agree or disagree with me, call in at any time. But I'm going to talk about this comedian who goes by the name Monique, who is calling for a boycott to Netflix. She is calling for us to boycott Netflix because they only offered her, get this, they only offered her $500,000 for a few episodes that she wants to participate in on Netflix. They only offered Monique $500,000. Now, I know most of you who are thinking in Hollywood terms, well, that's not a lot of money. But think about it. Put it in perspective. How long will it take you to make $500,000? Me, it might take a couple of years. She's going to do it in 8 weeks. And really, 8 episodes. You can do 8 episodes in 8 days, and she'll get paid $500,000. She wants you to boycott Netflix and chill every weekend because she's only getting 5 times your yearly salary for 8 days of work. That is the perspective that I'm looking at that in. It is madness. It's crazy. Boycott Netflix and chill? I don't think so. But even more in perspective, you look at the person who's telling you to boycott. Now, I remember a few years ago when they were talking about blood diamonds, diamond mining in Africa, which fuels civil wars. They kidnap children, turn them into soldiers, force them to mine the diamonds. A lot of them die because of the conditions. And so there was this huge boycott on blood diamonds, on diamonds that were mined in certain cities like Sierra Leone or countries in Africa. And when Monique was asked if she would participate in the boycott, she said, "I'm not giving up my diamonds for nobody." Basically what she was saying, even though children are being forced into labor, killed, forced to kill for diamonds, she's not boycotting because her diamonds are that important, more important than the lives of children. That is the person that we're talking about. This egocentric, arrogant, spoiled, hypocrite. You know, Monique, you need to have several seats. For one, you haven't been relevant in almost 10 years. You haven't done anything relevant since Precious. And Precious was like almost 10 years ago. Amy Schumer, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, everybody that you want to be compared to, they're relevant. They make money. They put butts in the seats. They should be paid their salaries. And you should be paid. You should be happy with the $500,000 offer that you got from Netflix. And then the other thing, stop playing the oppression card. Stop playing the I am oppressed. I'm an oppressed actress who makes $500,000 every 8 days thing. You're not oppressed. Stop trying to get a higher paycheck off the backs of you're black or off the backs of you're a woman and the Me Too movement or the NAACP. $500,000. For somebody who hasn't been relevant in 10 years, for 8 days of work, give me a break. You need to have several seats. So that being said, I mean, take a seat. Stop trying to use every single movement to simply get a higher wage because we don't buy it. We're not buying it. We're not buying the oppressed card. Stop playing the oppression card. You're not oppressed. You're a spoiled, rich comedian who hasn't done anything in over 10 years, in almost 10 years, that is relevant. And even as a comedian, you're not funny. I've never laughed at any jokes that you've told. I know you have fans. I know you have people who think you're funny. Not nearly as many fans as Amy Schumer, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, all those people that you want to be paid like. Not even close. But you do have fans, so $500,000 is a legitimate offer. But seriously, Monique's never said anything funny to me except for one thing. Finally, she told a joke that made me laugh, and not only just ho-ho-ho laugh that took like a minute laugh. It was like a laugh that brought tears to my eyes, that every time I listen to it, I laugh the same, as hard as I did the first time, the same way I did every time I heard that joke. And the joke that she said that was so funny was the recent joke when she said she is the most relevant comedian alive. That's still funny. I mean, talk to Eddie Murphy. Talk to Kevin Hart. Is she more relevant than them? Talk to Dave Chappelle. Talk to anybody, any comedian out there, anybody out there that has any type of, even your guy in your local comedy club, he's more relevant than Monique. So anyway, that's just my rant. That's my podcast. Check us out. You can listen to this on iTunes. If you're on iTunes, send me some likes, give me some hits. And that's all I got for you today. This is Orlandis with I Am Orlandis, the podcast. Orlandis goes in on Monique. Monique, sit your butt down.